drives it home as far. Nothing rings, the bell is loud, or hits the nail as hard. The only things without fail that'll tear you apart are empty wallets and broken hearts. You gotta get a better job, find someone to love, keep on trading up until you got it all. Well, it's a long, long way to fall from the top down to the start. Wallets and broken hearts. Got the job to change the kinds of choices you can make. Found the one you swore you'd spend the rest of all your days. But working for your life makes life a lonely work of art. Of empty wallets and broken hearts. You gotta get a better job, find someone to love, keep on trading up until you got it all. Well, it's a long, long way to fall from the top down to the start. Empty wallets and broken hearts. Empty wallets and broken hearts. You gotta get a better job, find someone to love, on trading up until you got it all. Well, it's a long, long way to fall from the top down to the start of empty wallets and broken hearts. Of empty wallets and broken hearts. Of empty wallets and broken. Anything I've done amount to something more than memories trapped inside a dream? Will any of the scars I've earned leave any sort of marks than just colorful tattoos across my arms? And I'd like to think so. I hope they will. And I like to think so, I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls, I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. Will any of the love I've learned to give away end up making somebody else's day? I've spent so much time feeling hopeless and alone. I try to give more than I take. And the world would be a better place if everyone tried to live that way. And I like to think so, I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls. I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. I like to think so. I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls, I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. And I like to think so. I hope they will. My children grow older as people in the world. I hope they live in truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me.
Anything Like Me by The North Sound. There it is. You're listening to CKW 95.9, Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Jesse. And we got Tony.
Hey.
And we got the kid sitting around.
Is this The North Sound? Have they been? Is this an AI band this whole time?
No. I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I mean, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
And usually I'm on top of those things.
Yeah. Like a buffet.
But you never know. You never know. All right.
No, that's funny. That's good. Yeah.
That's funny stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what time it is? It's 11:07. A little bit late.
It's clobbering.
But whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now.
Brought to you.
Brought to you by none other than Goblin.
Goblin.
Goblin energy drink. Do you want peak Goblin energy?
Yeah.
Goblin energy drink.
Do you want to live forever?
Do you want energy?
Jesus.
Listen, it's a simple question. Do you want energy?
Yes.
Do you want the energy to do things?
Yes.
Right? The energy to get up for your 9 to 5, clock in, do the same thing over and over again. Clock out, doom scroll, sleep, wake up, do it again and again and again and again until you finally think something needs to change. Do you want the energy to do things you wish you'd done a long time ago? The energy to look that someone in the eye and say, no more. No more, Frank. The energy to look that someone in the eye and finally take a stand and say, I quit.
Mm.
I quit this job, Frank.
Mm.
And I'm starting my own box factory. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. Do you have the energy to follow your hopes and dreams? Do you have the energy to finally achieve that? Become an entrepreneur and face countless sexual harassment lawsuits and quality issues and things that you never really saw coming to you with this dream of yours? you have the energy to do any of that. Well, go get a goblin energy drink. Goblin energy drink. Go goblin mode.
Dude, you literally got dust crying over here. What? Like, you got tears.
I'm a goddamn loser, dude. I need energy goblin, dude.
Well, let's get to the weather. Wow. Tonight, sunny skies, the high minus 25 with the wind chill minus 41. Frostbite in minutes.
Whoa.
So be aware of that. We got a cold warning, an orange warning. Because something like this doesn't require a red warning at all.
No, orange.
You want a frostbite in seconds, that's the red warning. wind chill minus 39 this evening with a minus 33 overnight. Risk of frostbite as well. So be aware of that. Mondays, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries with blowing snow in outlying areas of the afternoon. We got a high minus 16 with the wind chill minus 33 in the morning, minus 27 in the afternoon. Clearing with a low of minus 22 during the nighttime. That is for Monday. Tuesday, sunny skies, high minus 19, low of minus 23. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud with a high minus 19, low of minus 23. Thursday, sun in the sky, which is great, high of minus 20, low of minus 24. And then Friday, we have sunny skies. And it kind of gives us a bit of a break from all that, with a high of minus 15 and a low of minus 15.
Whoa! Beautiful.
So that's a beautiful thing right there. Saturday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, not so bad, but that is a high of minus 7 on Saturday.
Let's
so,
go, man.
So let's just get through the thick of this. Let's just get through the thick of this, and then yeah. we're gonna come out better on the other side.
Absolutely. All right?
I know you don't have it there, but they're saying a possible minus 1 on Sunday.
No.
Whoa. Next Sunday?
Next Sunday, but that's a week away.
And that's a week away, my friend. That's a week away. You're but right. That's good news.
Wow.
Minus 1 possibly a week from today.
Oh, can't wait.
So get the sunscreen out. Maybe fill the pool up.
Yeah. Head to Bird's Hill.
Or just go behind Jesse and get that shade.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good one, Dust. That's a funny one, Dust, yeah. Uh-huh. We're sitting at minus 31 right now with the wind chill minus 41. It's 11:12, and that has been your weather, whether you like it or not.
I'm a big fatty. I get it. I'm not crying. You are.
I'm
not crying. You are. You were literally crying.
No.
I got
trying
here.
Let's
get back.
Back to the welcome back. That's been your weather. Whether you like it or not. Goblin energy drink, of course. Go goblin mode. I want to thank them for bringing that speech over. They really want to tug the heartstrings. Really.
Speaking of chimps.
Works with sales. We've been looking at pictures lately of the chimps that we were talking about and the faces that are ripped off. And those faces are just disfigured, dude. It's too bad. My lord. The North Sound is who we're playing today.
This finger and that finger. This finger.
Wait, did I eat him? Am I right?
God damn.
All right, let's get back to it. This is the North Sound. We're going to play a couple of tracks from them, and then we're done that album. And then we'll play some of our favorite stuff. How about that?
Yes.
Yay. I also want to play a George Thorogood track, Nighttime. Yeah. For Fernzilla.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do now, I believe. But before we get to that song, just a couple words from some of the volunteers here at CKAW. All right. Plenty of show left. Stick around. We got a lot on the docket. Stick around.
Yeah.
Hey there, I'm Juliana Young, host of Barking Dog, Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW. Tune in for a guide of North American folk and roots music through the ages. Learn the history of traditional folk songs and hear new releases from contemporary artists. Hope you like banjo.
Yo, if you're a fan of that old school hip hop flavor that involves cutting, scratching, and mixing, and enjoy that era of the 80s, 90s, and underground scene, make sure you tune in every Saturday night between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m. Central for Redbox Radio 95.9 FM, CKUW. I myself, DJ Platform, has got you covered, man. Give me the best of the best, whether it's album reviews, interviews, personal favorite albums, or tracks that I recommend for you to hear. Make sure you tune in every Saturday night, 95.9 FM, CKUW.
Tune in to the Island Vibe Show with DJ Vizeman every Sunday night, 10 p.m. till 12 midnight Central Standard Time, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Get us at ckuw.ca. Get me at islandvibes.org.
I work like a dog on the job every day. I try to make some money so I can go and play in the nighttime. Oh, that's the right time. I say the nighttime. Oh, that's the right time. I wanna be with you in the nighttime. Well, I come up from work. I make some supper, get myself some new eat. I jump in the shower, wash the wood on my back. I'm gonna get you, baby, that's a natural fact. In the nighttime, oh, that's the right time. I say the nighttime, oh, that's the right time. I wanna be with you in the nighttime. Come here, baby. Got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up so you can hear what I'm saying, baby. Now you got me turned on, baby. Circles, they just live in the day. We'll stick with me, baby. I'll show you how to fly. We'll make some pretty music, watch the world go by in the nighttime. Oh, that's the right time. I say the nighttime. Oh, that's the right time. I wanna be with you in the nighttime. I wanna be. Thank you.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Hey everybody, loving this weather. Beautiful sunshine, nice and hot. Good time to go to the beach. I go to the beach the other day. Manny the mechanic is there. Mrs. Manny is also there. We're on the blanket. We're having a good time. We're just kind of sucking back the sun. Mrs. Champ is there, and all of a sudden, some psychotic person starts running down the beach. I don't know what happened. And he's screaming, he's yelling, probably escaped from some institution or something. He's all over the place. So he's running right by us, and Knuckles says, "Hey, Champ, the man's nuts. Grab him." I said, "Pardon? To the man's nuts. Grab him. Lose it. Snap." I grabbed the Oil of Olay SPF 32, put it up to his face. Manny reaches over, cold cock him right there, right on the head. He's down in the sand. I booted him a couple of times. I said, "How's that, pal? Is that the man's nuts? Grab him enough for you?" Ever since I've been the champ.
That was a little bit of Avatar with the Dirt I'm Buried In. Welcome back. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Jesse. We got Tony. We got the Kid.
The Kid.
And so far, so good. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Cooped up in the house because the polar vortex is taking over.
Ooh.
My Lord.
The bipolar vortex.
Bipolar vortex.
I love you.
I don't hate you. I actually hate you.
Do I actually hate you?
There is a polar vortex going on. It's cutting through Canada. But don't worry. As we mentioned a little earlier. Oh, dang. This has some rain in it.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Dude, she just did like a nice bat flip to you, bro.
Dude, what is that hot new game you guys are playing,
dude,
man?
Dude, I just introduced Tony to a game called Baseball Clash, okay?
It's fun, dude.
You play one inning of pitching and batting. And it goes super quick, the games, and you get to build a team. You know, you can invest money into these players. You can raise their stats.
Okay.
And you're facing actual people and not robots. Which is always a perk to a game.
Okay, all right.
Tony's straight invested now, and you won't even look at us in the eyes.
Yeah, man. He stared me in the eye, and
I told him we were going on, and he literally just spat.
Uh-huh.
Get out of my face!
Spit in my eye. Yeah, dude. He's like the guy from Wayne's World. He's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It certainly does suck. Well, that's Handsome Dan.
Whatever that guy is. All right. What's going on here? Dustin wanted to mention the elephant in the room.
Go.
Oh, yeah, besides Jesse. Okay, all right. Okay, no,
jabs,
I get it.
That's funny.
That's good.
Creed is coming.
Oh.
My guy got thrown out of third.
Creed. Everyone wants to see Creed. They're coming with Mammoth.
Which is a band I don't really know.
No,
too much
you know what? I don't know too much about them either, but I know that Wolfgang Van Halen. Van Halen's son is the lead of that band. And, I mean, he's good at everything from what I understand. He was in a episode of Dremio, actually, which is something you can check out online. It's a YouTube series where guys just play drums and they got a copy of songs without the actually hearing the drum part. Right. And then they add their own drums into it. I recommend who's a fan of drumming or just music in general, go check some of those videos out. They're actually really neat.
Yeah, Uncle Ed.
Shout out to everyone listening, by the way, the fam, as well as Cody.
Yes, Chels. Code.
Since we're talking about Creed, I know that they got ticks. Oh, wait a second. There's a guy sitting right here. That's
oh, yeah, I got tickets to Creed as well.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, good for you. Good for you. You can't wait to see that guy, eh?
Yeah, no, I'm actually like pretty excited to go check him out. I mean, they kind of had like a renaissance over the past few years because of like people playing him like on TikTok and everything.
Yeah, just the internet kind of brought him back.
And Faith,
dude,
is at an all time high.
I just struck out with the bases loaded,
nah.
Dude, with my best player too. I mean, come on,
again.
Story
of your life, pal.
Speaking of Cody and Chelsea, we're actually sitting right behind them, which is pretty cool.
Nice. Creed, we will find a way, even if we have to sneak in. You ever sneak into a show?
I just got a double play.
I ruined the show.
Dude, it's like when you give an iPad to a kid, right? And they're like,
How do you pause?
You can't.
You just keep playing. Pause it live and tell the other
guy. You just
got
to close it.
On.
What if you just close it? Nothing, dude. Nothing can stop
me. I haven't snuck into a show, but I have been known to buy the worst tickets possible.
Right.
And then move accordingly.
That's not even that bad, to be honest. That makes a lot more sense.
No, we did that with Lex on Fire. Remember that?
Yeah, it wasn't even to
a better.
It was like almost to what people would say a worse one.
Dude.
Because it's higher.
I do that a lot because I've been to many shows where there's kids in front of me or behind me. I hate kids behind me kicking my seat.
I want some snacks.
I can't stand kids behind me at any event.
Oh,
and I will go sit up in the goddamn 300s if there's no kids behind me or in front of me.
Yeah.
I can't stand kids.
Me neither.
Get a babysitter.
I just won. Right?
Okay. I don't care.
I know you guys are talking about that, but I just won on this game.
Okay, all right, dude.
He did get the big victory. I saw it happen.
Yeah.
Now he's
This show is brought to you by, what is it? Baseball Clash.
Baseball Clash, baby. Yeah, you know. I just got 5,000 bones like Uncle Ron. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Let's go.
Found it right here.
Big ups to Uncle Ron. All right. You know what? Let's just play a little more music then. What? Because I can't think of anything.
No.
Play another match, Tony.
Yeah. No. Let's all just. You know,
this
we should
is your fault, man. Okay, I'm hooked now. Okay, in my veins.
Yo, there's needles outside.
Baseball right in my veins.
There's needles outside.
No, dude, Creed gonna be good. Gonna be fun. But like you mentioned, Dust, it's on a Tuesday.
The possible worst day to
like that,
have.
Like that's such a. Why not put on like at least a Thursday? Because you can take the day off work the next day.
I mean,
you
it's,
know?
It's probably not. I mean, it's probably not up to them, right?
I think it's. I think
like if we have a full schedule at the
well, like Sea Bears are in playing at that time.
Dude, I would never, stop a Sea Bears event in order to get Creed in there. That is the last straw.
Have you been to a Sea Bears game yet?
No, man. But they need me.
You're like the resident basketball fan in the room.
Yeah,
and you haven't even been to a Sea Bears game.
I don't need to. I know.
They know you're a fan.
They know me. They know me, dude. I remember a long, long time ago. This was. I mean, I'm still at Cascades, but a long time ago.
I'm back.
The
Cyclone.
There's a lot of Filipinos at the Cascades.
Yep.
And they would always go to play a pickup game of basketball at a community center or something.
Yeah.
I think it was in like St. Vital or something like that. And they gave me the invite.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you should come out and play some basketball. Hey,
Jesse is like 6'2". You expect
domination.
Some good things.
Yeah.
Dude, I was such a loser for it too. Because like I go over there and I'm wearing like this headband, like
above the rim.
Dude, I'm wearing this headband and like I dress up like a noob, dude.
Yeah, you got like the Iverson finger band.
And I brought a basketball and I brought a water bottle.
Dude, that basketball's just new.
Brand new. I teared out the box when I got there. And so I get there and I just look.
Guy?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Jim Carrey cable guy.
I look like such a
mouth guard.
I'm running drills.
Doing suicides.
Dude, so I show up for that. They're like, hey, what's going on? And I can kind of tell by like the smirks that they're giving each other. Like I showed up like a noob, dude.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it's like obviously whenever someone gets tired, they just kind of give you the nod and they come off and who else goes on.
Yeah.
It wasn't really completely coordinated, but enough for everyone to get a piece.
Yeah.
So I get the nod. I was like, okay, I jump on. And this is the first time I played like basketball, even semi-hard in forever, dude. Yeah. I'm jogging a little bit, something I haven't done in forever, let alone like hard running for whatever reason like that.
Winded.
So like it's about like 10-15 minutes in, and I'm just sucking air, dude. And like every time the ball somewhat comes to me, and they're not passing to me very often.
No,
when it does,
they know.
I pass it right back to someone else, dude. I'm not touching this thing.
Big overdrive pump fake.
It was so
dish.
So stupid, dude.
Oh my god.
I remember leaving that thing early, by the way, and being like, "Well, I had a good time, guys."
Yeah.
And it was difficult for me to stare eyes when I got to work. Like,
did they ever send the invite out again?
No, dude. No? That was the last time
they knew,
I ever
they
heard.
Knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get Jess? No, man. He's dead.
He's fine.
Oh,
he's
no.
Let him hang out at home. Just like, yeah, I wanted to do that. I swear. Yeah, I will.
You're busy this weekend, right?
I can't remember the last.
You're busy, right?
You're telling me I'm busy. You're pretty busy, right? I mean, you live a busy life, right? Yeah. I can't make it. Meanwhile. Wide open schedule.
Yeah, no, dude. That's
that was the last time I played like a pickup basketball game, and I think that was like maybe 4 years ago, something like that. And when's the last time you played it? You played it like a pickup?
Oh man,
somewhat like you're trying.
My brother-in-law Jimmy, he had like.
They played hard, by the way, real quick.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They were playing hard, like. this is just for fun, obviously, but they, everyone loves to win. So like, and they face each other all the time, where they're the knives are sharpening each other, type of thing.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they all have the chemistry down too.
Absolutely,
they
right?
all just play with.
So I was just some guy who was I was just some
back elbow passes.
I was like, just some dude showing up, messing everything up. As far as I'm
concerned, don't bring this.
That's goof.
This lanky goof ever again. Dang, man.
Jesse's tired. Yeah. He gets a bench.
No, they gave you like the nod as soon as you like checked in. They're like, nah. Time to come out.
What if some guy was walking over, he's like, and then he just turns around and goes back, like
checks out the bench.
I'll keep playing.
He goes back and play. I was like, yeah. Come on.
Dude, the last time I actually
played. Just a tear away, dude.
I'm in.
Just no pants, no shorts underneath.
Takes my underwear off. I'm hanging.
They all see. Oh, now we know why we brought him.
We know why.
No, dude, the last time I think I actually like played like a pickup game was my brother-in-law Jimmy had a birthday party, and his birthday party was like a basketball tournament, and this was probably like, oh man, like 2016, 17 or something like that. And it was actually for fun, man. And at that time, I wouldn't say I was like in shape or anything, but I was not the way I am now.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Older and sluggisher for sure. And all that stuff. Yeah. You know, and but actually, I had like a lot of fun playing that. But I was not like I was no baller or anything on the court. You know, I was that was the same thing, man. Whenever I'd get the ball, dude, I would just pass it back to another player, you know? Yeah. So.
Don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Did you take any shots?
I remember I tried to do, like, a Kobe, like, you know, fade, like, you know, you try to, like
a
you
juke?
Step. Yeah, juke.
Step away?
And then you try to do a fadeaway.
Yeah.
But there's this one guy, his name is Joe Buck. He a friend of ours, and he used to play, like, basketball in high school, and he just knew what I was doing right away, and he just blocked me like no problem.
Goddamn!
Like I didn't even get the shot off, dude.
Yeah,
like,
still in your hand.
It was still in my hand when he already had his hand on the ball.
You know, when those players they grab them right out of the air, dude. Instead, it's just like okay, fair enough.
And then I was like, all right, I'm not going to be shooting. I mean, I scored a couple points by just being on underneath the rim and then laying off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the only like time I ever.
That's also
points.
Something I should have been good at doing, but like I said, everyone was so good.
Yeah.
Even the smaller ones, like they'd muscle me out. Like they knew what they were doing, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing too is, like, you would think because I mean, you are a taller dude, and you know, I would imagine the Filipino guys are playing there probably a little bit shorter than you.
Yeah.
You know, but like they have like that nice center of gravity, like you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, and plus, like their stamina is like crazy, man.
Through the roof.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And if they need to reach that rim, like four of them jump on top of each other and they just slam dunk it, dude.
Do you remember
that? Insane.
Remember BoJack Horseman,
that
man guy, Mr. Man?
Oh, yeah. just kids in a trench coat. Yeah. And the girl falls. Like, she falls in love with the guy.
I gotta go do business.
Like, yeah. Just vague words. Dustin, when's the last time you did something like that? Like,
I hate
moving.
Called up to play a little basketball because I have all the confidence in the world my shot. I just believe, like, easy.
Yeah.
Just throw it up, nowhere near the net clock.
Yeah.
Okay, nowhere in the next one because I got the gift.
Yeah.
Give it to the kid.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a three.
Yeah.
No one's blocking me, of course.
Yeah.
Because I'm too
all the room in the world.
I'm too quick.
Oh, okay.
It's not that I'm bad. I'm too quick.
Yeah.
And absolute clunkarooski.
Yeah.
Man. I go, maybe I'll get under the net. And then they start dropping threes, and I go, well, you know, maybe I'll get back on D, and they're already laying it up. I go, well, I go to the bench, I give the guy the nod, you're in, bud.
You're in.
I am tired.
I've had enough of this. Embarrassing.
Actually, you know what? The time before that, when I played at my brother-in-law Jimmy's birthday party thing, a friend who I used to work with at Rexall, his name was Chris Benavides, and he was like a pretty well-known like basketball player in the city. I think he actually played for U of W too for like their basketball team here, and he was like a really good player. And him and I would always talk like basketball all the time at work. And he was like, "Yeah, you should come out and play, you know, with us, you know, whenever we go to the Y or whatever, because they just play at the Y downtown here." And I was like, "Yeah, sure, you know." So I took the invite. I went to go play with him, And, like, you could tell, I got this probably the same looks as you got, man, when I was playing for, like, you know, a couple minutes. They kind of like, giving each other the look, like,
when they all start looking at each other, like, not looking at you, damn, dude.
And I got subbed out.
I'm the outlier here.
Because they had, like, the beginner court and then kind of, like, the, you know, the more advanced court, you know, they're playing each other. And then I found myself on the beginner court, you know, pretty quick.
Where the kids are playing.
Yeah, man.
So. Come on, baby, I'm fresh.
What's when someone nod off and the guy in the wheelchair just goes on and you're sitting right next to him? and they're like, oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's...
good times.
It definitely humbles you when you go on there.
Absolutely.
Man.
I mean, I didn't want to go play anymore after that. I knew my
Your basketball
my
career was over?
Yeah, dude. Me, Dustin, and the house used to play all the time at my spot, and we would just shoot around and stuff like that. But, man, oh, man. I just don't have the gusto to do anything like that.
Yeah. You know, you bring these guys to a bowling lane, and ooh, I'll teach them a thing or two.
Yeah, you're darn right.
You're talking to the 305 kid.
Yeah.
And Dustin?
305 live, baby.
Dustin's getting really good at that stuff.
He is, man.
My average is 187.
Dude, you look at some of the top scorers on that paper there where it tells you everyone. Yeah. I think it goes Al, me, and Dustin right now. Even though it should be Dust.
Yeah.
Al. Me.
You know what, Al? Move the Fridays, you jerk.
Yeah, man.
Dory, Al's going to go for a nap soon. Something's going to happen to that guy.
An eternal nap.
dude,
we only got like 10 minutes.
Left. Yeah, dude, we got some 10 minutes. You know, I'm going to play a couple tracks. We'll come back. We'll say our goodbyes. And then quick. Little football talk when we get back.
Yeah.
Just to want to pick your brain about who you think is going to
win. My Pats, baby.
Dude, I've been gaslit about Jarrett Stidham. Statham.
I know. I've been hearing a lot of like
about how good he is.
He could zip it. Like, just, shut up.
Now I truly believe there's something in there.
Yeah.
Just an old man.
No,
you know, that guy better start talking to the head, you know?
All right. Here's a little bit of Hank Williams for you. You're cheating hard. Stick around. Just a few more moments left. You listen to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
Try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call. I do.
can just stop playing this sweeping the floor. The bartender's asking who wants one more, and your head's on my shoulder, and Lord, I'm feeling fine. Oh, well,
feel tears welling up, calling deep.
All right,
football.
2 seconds left. There's nothing left on the clock. We gotta go.
Jess, you're talking about how you're getting gaslit by the media.
Yeah.
About how the Broncos may have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I don't think so.
But no.
No. I mean, Stidham, yeah, you know what? He knows all the plays and everything that Bo Nix does, but he's not Bo Nix.
That's okay? True.
There's a reason why he's sitting on the bench, right in the bench, you know? And I think the Pats are going to. I think it's going to be a close game still. Because, I mean, the defense for the Broncos is
good.
Pretty good.
Really good.
And you have he's not a rookie anymore, Drake May.
True.
But he still, you know, hasn't been in this position yet where one game from the Super Bowl.
That's true.
You know, so. And then I believe that the same thing with Mike Vrabel, like in terms of coaching. Like he's never been in this position. Obviously, he's been there as a player, you know, been there, done that. But as a coach in this position, you know, how is he going to react to it being, you know, 2 minutes left and it's like, you know, how you're down by six or whatever, you know?
Right.
So what are you going to do? And meanwhile, Sean Payton's been there before, you know? So it's interesting, man. So,
end of the day, yeah, I like Vrabel over.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely would pick the Patriots over the Broncos. But I still think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like 21-14 or something like that, you know?
Rams and Seahawks.
This one's tough too, because like we've seen the beatdown that the Seahawks gave the Niners last week.
True.
But there's a little bit of thing of like apparently Darnold has a little bit of an oblique thing going on, you know, and that greatly affects your throwing and all that stuff. But also, we're seeing kind of like the Legion of Boom 2.0 a little bit here. True. You know, like their defense looks amazing. But at the same time, man, the Rams, they're like a nice veteran team, bro. You know what I mean? They're being led by probably, you could arguably say like the top three, top five quarterback right now with Matthew Stafford. You know what I mean? He's playing lights out.
Rams, Patriots, Super Bowl. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm kind of leaning towards that because, I mean, it always seems like history kind of repeats itself all the time, you know? You've had the Rams and Patriots back in, like, when Brady era first started. That was the whole greatest show on turf. And then you have the Rams and Patriots. the Rams and Patriots when Brady won, like, 13-3. You know what I mean?
True.
So we might get another one. Might get a three-peat here.
I think so, too, actually, to be honest. Yeah. Let's go Rams.
Yeah.
Not time yet for Drake May and the Vrabels, no. But I think that's going to happen very soon because Absolutely. This year was a telling, you know what I mean, of what that the future is going to be for those Patriots here. Mm-hmm. Stick around. Neon Bitch coming up next. We only have less than a minute left. Thank you very much for joining us today.
It's good to see the Patriots finally get a win, though. You know what I mean? Like, finally.
What? Let's go Pats!